Okay. We are going to do today's Daf Gimel. We are on Daf Beis Amud Beis. I think the second to last line. Rava Amar. We're in the middle of the sugya. Basically, we go back a few lines. Is they had recorded the Mishnah that says you can water a Beis Hashilchen, water an irrigated field on Moed and Shvius. So the Gemara understood why Moed you can water it because there's a hefsek. But Shvius, the Gemara asked, how can you water on Shvius? That's part of the Isra Shvius. So the first answer we gave was because Shvius was Manazah. Rabbi says is the Rabbanon, and therefore the Chachamim can make up the rules here and there as to what's appropriate or not. Now Rabba Amr is going to give a different answer. Afilu Tema Rabbanon, even if we hold like the Shita of the Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi, and they hold that Shvius is an Asher Min HaTorah, it's a Din D'Oraisa. Nevertheless, you can say that you can still water the Beis HaShulchan. In Mishnah it says it's water Beis HaShulchan, there's a Machlokas in the Rishonim, and throw it not on Shvius, you can even water a base of Baal according to this. Because what's the difference? Watering is watering is watering. What's the difference when it comes to, when it came to Chol HaMoed, the issue is a difference between Hefseid and Harvacha. When it comes to Shvius, it's an issue of working in the Karkas. What's the difference? Does the Machlokes Rishon on whether it applies to base of Shilch, whether it applies to base of Baal or not? We'll just use the word Stam watering, and therefore we'll be Yotzei Gosher with this. So he says that, even according to Rabbanim who say that you can water, right, that's because Avos Aser Rachmana Todos lo aser. Only avos malacha are aser min haTorah when it comes to shvius, but todos Rashi, or what's assumed to be Rashi, or what's assumed now not to be Rashi, todos Rashi says could go mashke zroyim shelo haya b'mishkan lo aser rachmana. But things which are todos, like watering wasn't in the mishkan. It's a todah. The todos are reyos, whatever it's a todah, that would not be aser on shvius. The concept of todos according to this does not exist on shvius. Only an av which is written in the pasuk. Right, so Todos lo aser rachmana mit dichsev, because the pasuk says, "Ubashana hashviyis shabason yel aretz." And then it says Shabbos Hashem. It says Sadcha lo tizra, v'characha lo sizmor, esvilch ketzircha lo siksor v'sinveiz rech lo tiptor. The Gemara says, "What's going on here?" It says Sadcha lo tizra, and then it also says zmira. So it says michtei zmira, which is pruning. Right, michtei zmira bichlal zriya. Zmira is part of Zriya. It's the same idea. It's enhancing the growth of the ground. And Ubitsira, and also Ubitsira is the same thing as Mira, but that's just by vines. Ubitsira, Bichlal Tzira. But it's the same thing as Tzira. Both of them are cutting the growth from where it's attached to the ground. It's the same idea. So Lamai Hichos HaKazvina Rachmana. So why, if it already says one, right? If it already says Tizra, why does it have to say Zemira? And if it already says Katsira, why does it say Katsira? Why is it listing these Todos? Right? Why is it listing these Todos? The Gemara says, Lamai Hichos HaKazvina Rachmana, Lameimra, the Ahani Tolados Mechayev, Achrinasa Lo Mechayev. It teaches that specifically these Todos Malacha, you are Chayev for on Shemitah, but all the other Todos, you would not be Chayev for. What's another Todos? Mashke. Watering. So watering you're not be chayav for, because it's a toldo. Only the toldos that are specifically mentioned in the pasuk would you be chayav for. Otherwise, why mention them? Because they're already subsumed and included in the av. I mentioned the toldos, you're saying only these toldos and not other toldos. That's why. So therefore, you would say that charisha, therefore you would say that mashke, the field, would be mutter on, would not be asur d'oraisa on Shemitah.
Okay. The toldos is basically Shabbos. The machlokes of Shemitah is field. You're not allowed to work the field.
Right.
Why you work the field?
Because the Gemara is... Why is the pasuk pointing out specifically these two and not any others? You're not allowed to do it. First of all, what you're saying is not necessarily true. Maybe it means that you're not allowed to work the field. And the Torah is defined for you what work is considered. The Torah says you're not allowed to do work on Shabbos. It defines you. Well, that's not Shabbos, that's our Torah. It defines you. What's considered work?
Have
this example.
We don't know enough about Shemitah. Let's read what the Gemara tells us.
The Gemara says below, is that really so? Is it really true that extra toldos are not usher on Shemitah? That the only what's written in the pasuk is usher on Shemitah, but all other toldos are not usher on Shemitah? Matanya, I have the following brisa. It's a long 15-line brisa, so let's go through it. The pasuk says, right, the pasuk, it's following the pasuk. Remember the whole pasuk. Shana Shvius, in the seventh year, Shabbat Shabbosom Yelah Aretz should be a Shabbos for the land. Shabbos LaHashem, a rest towards Hashem. Sadech Lo Tizra, you may not plant your field. Bechamer Lo Tizmor, you can't prune your vineyard. So Ainli, from this pasuk, I only know what do I know from this pasuk? What's Aser? Ainli Ela Zerua, which is seeding. The zimur and zimur, which is cutting from the vine the dry grapes. Minayla nikush. How do I know that I can't do nikush, which I think is weeding? It's pulling out the bad grass from the good grass. So I believe that would be sort of weeding. And how do I know about idur, which would be hoeing, I guess, which you would dig under the vines in order to soften the ground. Ulich yisuach, I think also is some sort of weeding, right? Some sort of weeding, pulling one grain from the
other.
Okay. And Talmud Lomar, so the pasuk says, how did they break up the pasuk? It says, Sadecha lo, karmecha lo. Lo komalacha sheba sadecha, lo komalacha sheba karmecha. Exactly what you said. If the pasuk says, the way you break up the pasuk, you're not allowed to do malacha in the field, you're not allowed to do malacha in the vineyard, so therefore you see that everything, nichush, idr, kisuch, that's asr, shvita. The price continues. Minayin she'ein mekarsimin, the ein mizardin, the ein mifaskin ve'ilan. How do I know that by the tree? So kirsum, I believe, is you cut from the tree the dry branches. So therefore, it allows the good branches to grow. Zirud is you cut, whether they're dry, whether or not, you cut, it's just too much. It's excess branches. You cut off the excess foliage. And pisug is basically supporting the tree. Putting like a young sapling, so you put something up, single time, you put those something up to support the tree so it doesn't fall over. So how do I know that that's usher on Shvius? Tamalomer sadecha lo kamrecha lo. Lo komalacha shem sadecha, velo komalacha shem kamrecha. I think it's supposed to be lo tasa, means don't do any malacha in your field, don't do any malacha in your vineyard. No, any malacha is usher. Again, the Brisa continues, it's giving just three different types of malacha, three categories of malacha. That's why the Brisa breaks it down into three, as opposed to saying it all in one shot. Or maybe minayin she'ein mezablin, the ein mefarkin, the ein ma'abkin, the ein ma'ashna be'ilan. How do you really get to zibo, which I guess is fertilizing? Piruk is to remove, or we use to remove stones, some stones from on the roots of the tree, right? Ivuk is somehow you would cover the roots, I think, with some sort of dust, protect them in some sort of way. And ishun is what it is. You would smoke under the tree to get the worms out. You would smoke out the worms. How do you know how to do that? Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says, Sadecha lo kamrecha lo. Kol malachash lo. Sadecha lo. The kol malachash lo kamrecha lo. You see that everything is usher. That's included. Now the Gemara continues.
After such pasuk, wouldn't come up along with the inna of
Hefzeh? Of? Hefzeh. Hefzeh is a...
I'm losing money.
Have we seen Hefzeh get in Shrita?
So
Hefzeh by Kol Moed.
We have a Hefzeh. You have certain things you can do.
Right. So we haven't seen that yet. So I don't know. I don't know. So far, the only Hefzeh we've spoken about really was Kol Moed. That gave us the Hefzeh of Kol Moed. That's Kol Moed. Right now we're talking about
Shrita.
So it's not a complete comparison because even the Mishnah itself. Had cases where it said yes, this is Kol Moed and not this on Shemitah. So it's not 100%. It's an interesting comparison. It's not 100%. We've seen now also, the Avosun told us also, it's very different because on Shabbos, you're talking about Melechus Mosheves. On here, you're talking about a Chotzel of working the land.
No,
not do anything. Okay, so maybe they have another Pasuk. We haven't got to yet. Okay, it's not like Tyrus and Megillah, we're familiar with Allah, so then we can work it back way backwards. I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know if he'll follow Shemitah. Okay, so the price continues. Yachol lo yikashkesh tachas hazesim. Maybe you shouldn't dig under in the ground by the olive trees. Velo yeader tachas gefonim, and you shouldn't hoe under around the vines. Velo yimale nikaim mayim. You shouldn't fill in the holes with the divots with water. Velo yaseh ugios gefonim, and you shouldn't dig these ditches around the gefonim in order to put water in there. You would think that these you may not do. So here's another pasuk. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Sadecha lo Tizra. So it says, you Sadecha lo Tizra. So why is it Sadecha lo Tizra? It already says, Zuriya b'chlal haisa. Zuriya was already in the klal, you're not allowed to do. The klal was, B'shanahu shaviyat shabasha b'son liyel aretz. You could let the land lie fallow. Zuriya is included, that's the klal. So, lama yotzda, why come out from the klal and be explicitly mentioned in Sadecha lo Tizra? Lahaki shaleah, to make a hekesh between Zuriya and all other malakos. The Lomer Lacha to teach you, Ma Zriya Miyuchedes, just like Zriya is special because it's Avodah Shebesadah Vishabakarem, it's a it's a malacha that is done both in this field and in the kerem. Af kol shehi avoda shebesodav shebekarim. So to everything that's done both in the field and in the kerem would be asur on shviyas. But things that are not done both in the kerem and in the sadeh, but those are only done in only one or the other, like what the list we just had above, right? So that would be mutar on shviyas. So therefore, you see, kishkosh idur milumayim bidekayim asis ugyos gufanim. Those are only done in one. That would be mutar on shviyas. But what comes from the brisa here is that any malacha that is done both in the sadeh and in the kerem would be asur on shviyas. So why did Rava say that only zemira and betzira are told us that are asur on shmita? Mashke will also be asur on shmita because it should be included. It's both in the field and in the kerem. So why would that be? So therefore, you have over here a problem. It seems to be here indicating clearly that these are asur d'oraisa. So as Gemara says, in Gemara fashion, no, they're only asking me the Rabbanan, Ukra Smachta Biyama. And the Pasuk is only in the Smachta Biyama, which is an interesting saying, because if you look at the way they parse the Pasuk to begin with was difficult. You know, Sadducha, Kol Malacha, it said, Sadducha Lo, Kamracha Lo, the way they broke up the Pasuk over there. And there's also this, they're saying it's only a Din de Rabbanan, and it's in a Smachta where they put it in. So therefore, these toldos that are mentioned in this brisa are really only a surah derabanan, and mashke also would only be a surah derabanan. So even if you hold shmita b'zman hazeh, going back to the question was how can you say that you can water the field on shmita? First answer was because it's din derabanan shmita. And here we say no, shmita is din deraisa, but mashke is a din derabanan. Therefore they can say okay, maybe in makom if it's a din derabanan, you could come up with a hefseid or something like that to say that it's mutter. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask on this, right? So the Gemara just answered that the malachos that we mentioned in the Brisa are asuros, are only asuros midrabana. So therefore, all the malachos that were mentioned previously in the Brisa, which was including kishkush. What did we say kishkush was again? Kishkush was like the digging around, it was the hoeing, I think. It was the hoeing around. The kishkush also was only midrabana. So the Gemara asks, the kishkush b'shvius mishari. Are you really allowed to do that on? Are you really allowed to do that on shmita? I don't know. Shari is not the right word. It's not also the rice. Kish is really shari. The haksev, which says in the pasuk, the hashvi is tishmetena unitashta. Right. What is shmita? It's tishmetena and nitashta. So the rice learned tishmetena means milikat kesh, unitashta means milisakel. So nitashta means removing stones, removing bricks to help grow the land, and tishmetena, we said this kish kesh. So how can you tell me that the rice only lists in the rabbanon? Kashkesh is included in there. Kashkesh on this price says it's been Doraisa. So what's going on? So Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Trei Kishkushei Havu. Gemara gives a brisker answer. There are two types of kishkush. Chad Avrui Ilanei, V'chad Satumei Pilei. Avrui Ilan Aser, Satumei Pilei Shuri. There's different types. Number one is Avrui Ilan, which is Aser, and that was the price that second price is talking about. And the first price is talking about Satumei Pilei. So what does that mean? So chad avurei ilanei. So avurei ilanei is to make next door to make a hole on top of the roots. Right, somebody do something to make a hole around the roots. Around the roots, right, to allow for growth. That's what allows for growth. But and that's usher. But satume pile, Rashi says satume pile. There must be some sort of holes around. And you're not doing it actually with the tree, you're doing it some holes around the ground to fill that in. That's only Asumi Darabanam. I think that's what Ibura Ilan needs to point to Rashi.
Covering cracks
where in the ground. No, that's the first one? Yeah. So then what's Ibura Ilan?
Ibura Ilan piercing the removal of excess ground down the tree.
Piercing. So you yourself are actually making the hole as opposed to filling in the hole?
Yeah.
Or it's filling in the holes. Okay? That's the difference. Itmar, next thing. We talk about the din of Charisha. So Charisha is going to be. So Charisha is interesting. Charisha is an av on Shabbos. But Charisha is not mentioned in the Pasuk in Shemitah. So it's going to be viewed almost as a tolda on Shemitah. So again, the comparison is not exactly what?
Flowering.
So Itmar, Hachorish b'shvius, someone who does Charisha on Shmita, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Chad Amar Loke, one says you get Malkus, Chad Amar Ein Loke, one says you don't get Malkus. There is a Machlokes we've shown him, when you say that you don't get Malkus, does that mean you only don't get Malkus, but it's still Asur Midoraisa? What does it mean to put the Midoraisa? So that's a machlokas of Rishonim as to what that means. Right, Tosos on Amud Beis, I think, on Sheharei. I think there he mentions it's still Asur Midoraisa, but there's a Ramban in Makos that says that, it would, once you say in a loka, that's code word for not being Asur Midoraisa. Okay, so that's the Makos. But if you're Chorish B'Shvius, do you get Makos or not? In order to get Makos, there has to be a lav attached to it. Right? So is there a lav attached to Charisha? So Lema b'Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Eloi Kamifliki. Let's say that the Makos as to whether or not you'll get Makos for being Chorish on Shemitah is based on the statement of Rabbi Eloi. What's this Rabbi Law said? The Amar Rabbi Law, Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Law, Kol Mokom Shnemer Klal Basay Upatelo Tasay Ain't Done Also Beklal Upatelklal. So we have the din that we say every day, Rabbi Shmuel. You have Klal Upatelklal, and then you have Klal Uprat. So Klal Upatelklal means you have a general statement followed by a specific, followed by a general. So you get Klal Upatelklal. We say Ain't you can. It's more expansive now because now it says you, the Klal goes into the Prat, whatever similarities go in. But if you just say Klal Uprat, then it's just if you just say Klal uprat. So then, what happens is that you have klal and the prat, and the prat basically limits it. It's only that specific thing. So usually, what happens when you have a klal uprat to klal, it's all talking in the same language. Lo tase, lo tase, lo tase. And therefore, it's the same thing. Here, what you have is that the first pasuk is mentioned in the klal is mentioned is described as an ase, and the prat is described as a lo tase. And I guess the next klal also is a lo tase. So it's already dissimilar. It's different. So Rabbi Law says, and we'll see the psuk in a minute. Rabbi Law says, if you have a cloud, a proper cloud that doesn't follow the normal pattern of all being a lav or all being a say, then you judge it not as a cloud, a proper cloud. You judge it as a cloud, a prop, and therefore it's more limited. Okay, that's just the background for it. So let's see how it works. So Rashi says, Kol makom shenemar cloud basay uprat below tasay. So here we have the cloud as an asay. Rashi says, Kagon haka. What happens by shmita? Right. So the Rashi third of the way down. Like here, the exhibit says, it says on the seventh year, the land should lie fallow. That's a mitzvah asay. That's a say, a cloud. Not allowed to do anything on the land, that's an asay. Then it says, Sadaka lotizro, you feel she's not seed, with kamaka lotizmor, that's a prat, hanelotase. That's the specifics. It says, it tells you specifically, Zeria and Zemira, and it's mentioned in Lashon of Olav. And then, and then comes a klal again later on, there's another klal. But now, since you have the prat and the klal written in different languages, so the Rabbi Law says, Ain done also be klal upat to klal. You don't judge it as typically as a klal upat to klal. The afal gad exib klal basrei, even though we have another klal at the end, kion hachad exib basrei shabason, another pasuk that says shabason, Kolomar ain lo din b'shar klal upat to klal. It's not judged as a klal upat to klal. Sheksuvim kul ba'asei o b'lav, that are all written in the same form, either all in asei or all in a lo sasei. The amar, and then it would be, if it was all written in the same language, you would say, klal upat to klal, itadan elik ain a prat, demar bi kol midi dami l'prat. Then you would include everything similar to the prat. But here we say, elodani le b'klal upat, who judge it regularly as a klal upat, Howel the Mishtane Mishar Klal Uprat Klal, because it's different. It's not typical. It's not your standard. So it only gets a din of a Klal Uprat. So Amrina Aim Baklal Elamashab Prat. Then you would say the Klal only includes the specifics of the Prat. So what's the Prat here? The Prat of two specific Malachas. What's not included in the Prat? Charisha. So if it's Klal Uprat, Charisha's out. If it's a Klal Uprat Klal, we say anything similar to the Prat. What is the prat? Is that it's items and things that are done to work the field. So to Charisha, it's work the field. And then you would include Charisha. So if you judge as a klal upat to klal, Charisha is usher. If you judge as a klal upat, Charisha is not usher, I guess. So that's what the Gemara says. So that's how you explain the machlokas. The Gemara says, no. I'm just reading inside the Gemara. So man de amar loke, who one of them says is loke, meaning that Charisha is. Man de amar loke. Is usher less lay the Rav Avin Amar Rivi Law. He does not hold a Rav Avin Bari Law because he's going to say, who cares how it's written, lo tasei asei, whether or not. It's a klal, uprat to klal, and therefore the Charisha is included. But man da Amar ain't a loka, is the Rav Avin. The one who says you do not get Malkus on Charisha says it's not included because we're judging this as a klal uprat, and ain't the klal elamash of a prat, and the prat is specifically Zemira and Zeria, not Charisha. So it would be excluded. The Gemara says, no, that's not an answer. Kuli Amar less lay the Rav Avin Amar Rivi Law. No one holds like Rabbi Law. No, and everyone holds that cloud upon the cloud doesn't make a difference in Lashon HaSei, Lashon HaSei. If you have a cloud upon the cloud, it's cloud upon the cloud. And so how come you would have a man d'amar now who says that Charisha is out and it's not going to be Malkus? He says, man d'amar lo kashapir. My Amar says the Chamishi get Malkus, that's fine, because he holds a klal prat the klal, it's included. Umad Amar ain't a loka, one who says you don't get Malkus, Amar Lachos say as follows. Michdei, Zemira b'klal Zriya. Zemira in the Elon on the tree is the same thing as Zriya. Like both things are causing growth of the Peros. Ubitzira, and Bitzira by Anavim is b'klal Kitzira. And these, again, these are the same idea. These things are already included, and they're mentioned. They're like Shnei Ksuvim Bom V'Echa. They're coming, you're mentioning these things that were already included. So Lamai Hilchos HaKaf Sinu Rachmana. So why did Torah write these specific ones? Lamei Marahani Todos U'Mechayev, Atod HaKvin Lo Mechayev. They come to teach us that only on these Todos Rechayev, not any other Todos Rechayev, meaning Harisha will be out. Again, pointing out over here that Harisha is being viewed as a Toda in Shmita. You know, Harisha is clearly an Av Malacha on Shabbos. The definitions, because the definition of, I guess you say, the definition of an Av in Shabbos is Malach Tamishka. So whatever the definition of an Av on Shmita is what's written in the Pasuk. So that's how it's going to be.
When you do the work in the field,
right?
You think, plowing the field to get it ready.
Right. So you say that it's not included in the pasuk. I mean, you have to look. It's not. It's what's specifically mentioned in the pasuk. That's going to be the.
I think counterintuitive. Archetypal. I would think malacha working the field. The first thing that comes to mind. I would think it's
plowing. Okay. This my number saying not because it's not included. So now the next 15 lines is the same thing we had before. So we can say now that Harisha is not included, that only these toldos are included, no other toldos. We can quote the same brisa, which indicated there are other toldos, and we're going to give the same answer. That's only the Rabbanan and the Kras Mach to be Allah. So I'll read this quickly. Below, and other toldos are not included in Isra Shmita, by Tanya, the following brisa, it says, Sadachol Tizra, Kamachol Tizmor. Only El Ziru Vazimor. I only know Zriya and Zmira. I only know planting, seeding, and cutting off the branches from the Gepanim. Minayim Idor, how do you know that Idor, Lukishkush, Lukishuach, how do you know those things are Aser, Hamad Omer, Sadachalo, Karmachalo. And Lo Kol Malacha Shem Sadachal, the Lo Kol Malacha Shem Karmachal. You can't do any Malacha in the field, you can't do any Malacha in the vineyard. Minayim Aimit Karsamin, the Aimit Zardin, the Aimit Matzigin, the Elon. Can't do these three things that we mentioned before by the tree, the cutting of the dead trees, cutting of the excess trees. And supporting the tree. Tamil Omer, Sadachalo, Kamrachalo. Kol Malacha Shem Sadachalo, Kol Malacha Shem Kamrachalo. He can't do any Malacha. And then, Minayin Shem Ezablin, the Aim Mefarkin, the Aim Ashnim, the Elon, how you can't fertilize, you can't remove the stones off the roots, you can't smoke out the bad things that are in the tree. Tamil Omer, Sadachalo, Kamrachalo. Kol Malacha Shem Sadachalo, Kol Malacha Shem Kamrachalo. Lachal, you would have thought that. You won't be able. Lo yikashkeish tachas as zaysim. Lo yadair tachas gafanim. Lo yimalem nikalim nikaim mayim. Lo yase ugios gafanim. Tamar Omer sadachal tizra zriya b'chal haisa v'lami yotza. Lahaki shalev alom alacha mazriyim yuchel sabel shabasad b'karim. Avkoshi avoda shabasad b'karim are aser b'shviyas. So only things that are both done in the karim and in the field are aser b'shviyas, including all things, including what, including harisha. Why, and including other toldos. Why are you saying that only this toldos specifically mentioned, not other toldos? The Gemara answers again, midirabban and cross mahat v'alma. Midirabban, on these things are aser. And the cross only in the smach v'alma. Midiraisa, the only toldos that would be aser on shrita would be those that are mentioned specifically in the pasuk, because they are pulled out from the cloud for a specific purpose to teach you that only these are aser, nothing's else aser. The Bryce mentions a whole other list. Those are only DNA dirabbana. According to that, Harish also would only be a din drabanan, unless according to one Rambam who learns it now from the klal of prat klal, that puts it back in. He holds the klal prat klal, so he would probably hold. He might hold that doesn't hold the answer of the drabanan. He must hold that these things are us. There are things that are us and be deraisa. Ninth, he would have to, because otherwise he's stuck. Yeah, the point is, there's no note over here to talk about. Yes, somehow Harisha is still Asumi Doraisa. And according to Mandamar, who says that when it says Lo Yopia, that it means it's still Asher, you just don't get Malkos, he has to figure out a way also to tell you that it's still Asher, Midoraisa. Okay. Ahmed Beis. So this was after the Baal Kolamoi, right? Okay. He Asa Ravdimi Amar. So when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he quotes, says the following, and the Chazanish says the quote is long, not just the first couple lines, but he quotes the following. He says, Yochel Yilke Al Tosefes. You would have thought that you get malchus for the Tosefes of Shvius. See what Tosefes is. But the Nasib la Talmud l'Ptura, I heard a limud to say you'll be putter on the Tosefes. V'lo yadana my Talmuda. I don't know what this limud is. I don't know what the limud is. V'lo yadana my Tosefes. I don't know what the Tosefes is. But someone help me out. What did I learn? I learned that Tosefes doesn't get malchus because of a certain limud. I don't know what Tosefes is. I don't know what the limud is. So Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Lezer Amar, Rabbi Lezer told him that, what is the Tosefes? Tosefes is Harisha. Tosefes means the extra is Harisha, because Harisha is not Mufurish in the Torah. It's extra because it's learned out from a Darasha. So that's called Tosefes. V'hachik Amar, and this is what it was, what the statement would have been. Yachol Yilkel Harisha, you would have thought that you get Malkus on Harisha, the Asim Yiklalu Prat Klal, that you would get Harisha because it's included in the Klalu Prat Klal, Benasir le Talmud le Petura, and I get but the and the limud the Talmud it's Potter the imkain kol hani prati lamli. But if it's so, then why did it mention specifically Zemira and Zaria? Why were those mentioned? They come to only those things. Now, so this would come to answer you what we said before. According to this limud, everybody would hold that Harisha would be only din drabanan because even if you hold klalapat klal, you have an answer that it's not a klalapat klal here because the other things are pulled out specifically for a reason. The teacher that only those things are aser, not Harisha. So that's what he thought first Tosefes is. That's what Rabbi Lazar said. Rabbi Yochanan says Tosefes is something else, something that we probably thought Tosefes means. Means that you add on to Shmita. You add on time prior to Shmita to tell you that it's Aser. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, it's Yomim Shehosifu Chachamim. It's the days that the Chachamim added on to teach you that you have to be knowing Shmita. So I'm not clear. It says Yochel Yilkel Tosefes. The idea was that you get Malkos. So you're telling me, what is it, what did you think might get Malkus on? On this Dinder Rabbanon Tosefes. Why would you get Malkus on Dinder Rabbanon? According to what we're saying here, that Tosefes is specifically a Dinder Rabbanon, what was the having to get Malkus? So Tosefes says, V'im Tomar, Malkus Minola, according to Tosefes. Why would you get Malkus? How would you get Malkus? But how lok siv v'Tosefes lav? There's no lav by Tosefes. Tosefes says it may be an asay, el asay greda. It says, v'charosh charish v'kir tishbos. So Ikulameimar the Bakharishir Titsu Mapkina the Tsuri Tosefes, Klomar. It says that what the Chachamim were telling you to come to Tosefes is the Chachamim were telling you that Tosefes is part of Shmita. It says Klomar, Shahashvius Matschales Mishana Hashishis. The Kol Din Shvius Yelashishis. The pasuk that they're quoting is not telling me that there is an Isser of not telling me that there's a new din of Tosefes. The Gemara, what the Chachamim were telling you is that they're defining and telling you when the Torah says this concept. And with this concept of Tosefes, when the Torah describes it, it's describing it as saying that it has the same din as Shmita. So once it has the same din as Shmita, all the halachos of Shmita would apply to it, which would include Malkus. But he says, the hachika amar rachmana, the shvius mascheles kodim shna shvius, the imkain hukishvius. The limud of the Chachamim are teaching us is not creating the concept of Tosefes. It's telling you that Tosefes that's mentioned is not a new din. It's just defining Tosefes as part of Shemitah. The Shemitah year starts prior to the Shemitah year. That's all it's saying. And therefore, the halacha of Shemitah would apply earlier. So, Rabbi Yochanan. He quotes another pasuk. We'll see another pasuk later on. What?
The Chorish.
Where's the full pasuk there? So I don't know if that means dual charisha. That may mean time periods. I don't know.
Right.
I hear. I don't know. Gemara doesn't mention that pasuk yet. Don't know. Okay, the Rav Yochanan Amar Yomim Shosif Chachamim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. V'Hachi Kamar. This is what it says. Yochel Yilke Al Tosefes. You would think that maybe you would get Malkus on this Tosefes, on Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. The Asiya, because the pasuk says, we're quoting here. V'Charish Ubakir Tishbos. So the pasuk here, they're saying, I think what they're saying over here, and Rashi says, the Asiya B'Charish B'Chatzir Ki Da'Amar Lekaman Im Eino Inyan L'Shvius. He says this pasuk is not talking about Shvius. This person not talking about Shvius. Harei Ksiv Sadechol Tizmor Karnal Tizmor. Tepneu Inun Shishis the Shenichmas of Shvius the Shvius Nami Aser. This pasuk is learned specifically to teach you about Tosefes. So he's saying this. He says, but Charish B'Katzir Tishbos. this pasuk is only talking about Tosefa Shemitah. But if it's only talking about Tosefa Shemitah, it's talking about Harisha. So should, if it's Asur, Harisha's Asur and Tosefa, shouldn't it be Asur also in on Shemitah itself? That pasuk talking about what? Right, so they learn out, I think, that pasuk seems to be talking about Shabbos, regular Shabbos. But the Gemara says, why do I need to learn about regular Shabbos? I'll learn it to Shemitah. Why do I need to learn out for Shemitah? I'll learn it out for Tosefes Shemitah. Also, it says over here, it says Bacharisha Bakatir Tishbos, it's an assay. So maybe that's another thing also. It doesn't say don't do Charisha, it's an assay, so maybe you won't get Malkos. It's talking about Shabbos. Right. So the Gemara says, so Venasi Ve Talmud Liptura, and what's the limud that we had to say that it's Pater? Kidavain Lamam Lakaman. Like we're going to see later on, we're going to see later on in Daf Dalet. There's a Kseir Shabbat that tells you that it's us, that there's no Malkos on Tosefes Shias. So now the Gemara says, okay, so what is Tosefes Shias? What's the time period? So my Yom Shof Nei Rosh Hashanah, one of the days before Rosh Hashanah, we say is Tosefes. So Kedat Tanan, basically, it's the first Mishnah in Shvius. Ad Masai Chorshin B'Stei Ilan Eres Shvius. Until when can you plow your field, your orchard, I guess, your Stei Ilan on Eres Shvius? Beishamei Omer Kolz Man Sheyofel Lepri, or Beishil Omer Adat Seres. You can plow it so long as the plowing is being good for the 6 year produce. And it's not being beneficial for the next year's planting. And Shreis Hillel says until Atzeres, which I guess means until Shuas. That's where you have to stop. After Shuas, and the Gemara then says also, the Krovin Dever Eilu Yoska Dever Eilu. It's basically the same time period. Once you start plowing your field, after Shuas, it becomes that plowing is now more beneficial for the next year's fruit. It's not doing anything for your current 6 year produce. So you have to stop. What? Maybe you're planting now. Maybe you're planting now during the Sefira. What?
I don't know.
I'm not a horticulturist, so I don't know. What they're saying here is that anything you can do Harisha, provided that the Harisha is only beneficial for the 6 year produce, not for the 7 year produce. And they're giving you the time period. They're disagreeing with you, and they're saying the time period goes up to Shavuos. Time period goes up to Shavuos. Right, the krovin diver elu doski diver elu, and mistei lavan, which is a week. I must say, harsha mistei lavan. And how long can you up till when can you plow in the stei lavan erev shvius on erev shvius? Misha tichla halecha the kol zman shebnei adam harshim lita mikshaos u midlaos. You can, once the field loses its moisture, and that is, and the definition of that is so long as people are still willing to plant these. Squash and cucumbers and gourds and stuff like that. So that up to that point in time, then you can plow your field. After the point in time, whenever that moisture leaves and people would no longer plant these pumpkins, then you have to stop. So the Gemara says, wait a second. But now, what you've done here, according to this, is you say, well, some people will plant, some people won't plant. It's not stopping the rest of the shiurim. No one's, if you don't stop at the exact same time, Rabbi Shimon Omer, imkein nasta Torah shila kol echa v'echa v'yado. So Ella b'stei lavan out of Pesach, when it comes to the wheat field, it's up to Pesach. U'stei ilan out of Tzeres, like Beis Hillel said. The wheat field you have to stop on Pesach, and the orchard you have to stop on Shavuos before Shemitah. You have to, before the seventh year. It's 4 months before. It's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. Field in June, July,
it's because it's going to be beneficial to adding on Tosefes, that saying even Tosefes is usher, and it's because you're doing something beneficial for the ground for the seventh year produce. You're not allowed to do anything for the seventh year produce. But Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rav Shimon ben Pazi says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishim bar Kapara, Rav Gamliel beis Dino Nimnu, Rav Gamliel and his beis din, they adjudicated this. Al Shnei Prakim halol bitlum, and they said, no, forget it, it's gone. We're going to get rid of the Tosefes. It was, wait a second, how'd they do that? How'd they get rid of this? Amalei Rabbi Zera li Rabbi Avoh, but Amalei Rabbi Shlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dino, Heichi Motzi Mivatli Takanta, Beis Shalom Yis Hillel. This Takana came from Beis Shalom Yis Hillel, correct? The Hatra, we know the Mishnah Idios that says ain based in Yochel Vata Divri based in Chavero, Elin King Golem and Chachma Minyan, yet to be greater, based in both in Chachma, both in Minyan, or to be Vatel. So the Ripka points out, it must be, because we also have a klal that if the minhag was, if the takana wasn't accepted by Klai Yisrael, they'd be vatel. So it must be that everyone accepted this takana, and therefore, and it's not like the Pas Akum cases, all those other cases of Odozara where we said that it wasn't this Pas case in Yisrael, and therefore they'd be vatel. Here it must have been something that everyone did it, so therefore how are they able to mevatel it? They're not godly men b'chachma v'minyan. So the Gemara is ishtam k'shachada, was quiet for a moment, they thought, and then he says, and they answered, Amrelei, Emor kach hisnu b'neiem kol harotz levatel yevel levatel. Embedded in the takana is the permit to mevatel takana. When Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai named this takana the Tosefta Shviyas, they said, whoever wants to, if it comes a time where you don't need it, you don't want it, then you have permission to reject it.
So they stipulated among themselves.
Right. I had everyone else know.
But it's against your... Is everybody else
going to
do it
their own
different
plan? No, if another beis wants to be mevatel, they'll give me mevatel. Because Hillel, you're not going against Hillel, because Hillel gave you permission to do it. It's included, it's embedded in the takana. Right? Tosu says, Kol rotz levatel yavli vatel, because they said, Shemi is kalkulu karkos. Maybe if they keep doing this, the karkos is going to get destroyed. The ena megadlin tzvua, and you're not going to grow anything. Right? So therefore, hisnu, they made it tonight, sheyakoach lahatil letzrichen. To make that those who need it, they can be matirit. Shechashu lehefsed rabim, because they were koshes for hefsed rabim. Shelo yigrumu rol olam. They didn't want this perpetual bad thing happening. So if it turns out that it's not going to be beneficial, and they're not going to be able to work the land, and something bad is going to happen, they said that base at that time can reject their takana.
So it does come in Shvi'ah.
It's takana's the rabbana.
Sounds like it's all being in the theoretics. What did they do practically at that time?
So by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's time, they did it. It came Rabbi Gamliel's time, and they said, we'll get rid of it.
They eliminated it.
So Gemara says, wait a second. Did Hui? Tosefes is only a Takana Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? It's not Takana Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. It's Halakha Moshe Mishinai. It's a Dindo Araisa, Halakha Moshe Mishinai. So how do you mean Vatal? No matter what, how they make Takanas, how do you mean Vatal? It's not Takana, it's a Dindo Araisa, it's Halakha Moshe Mishinai. How do we know? The Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish because Beis Chorasan, we saw this I think two times already in Titus and Megillah. He says that Eser Netios, Arava, and Nisuch HaMayim are Halakha Moshe Mishinai. These three things are Halakha Moshe Mishinai. So the last two either, that's walking easy, that's walking around the Mizbeach, Arava and Chag HaSukkos, and Nisuch HaMayim is the pouring of the borderline basal Sukkos. It's Halakha Moshe Mishinai. What's the Eser Netios? So Rashi points out, Eser Netios are Yud Netios HaMipuzaros Beisah Shanun Al Nun. So if you have only 10 trees that are spread out in a Beisah, which is 50 by 50, Harshin Kol Sod HaSadah B'Shalah B'Shvilam Be'erish Misa Rosh Hashanah. You can plow the field for them up till Erev Rosh Hashanah. V'amrina, Hovil, all the saints, since they're small, Ikab Seda Yisera, because it's a big Seda, L'kach Harshin Ad Rosh Hashanah. Aval Zakena, but other trees, older trees, ain't harshin on Rosh Hashanah. You can't go all the way up to Rosh Hashanah and plow around them. Alma, the Halakha Moshe Mishinai. Hey, meaning you see Tosefes, except for in this case, this is the Halakha Moshe Mishinai is the exception. But the rule is that you can't plow up to Rosh Hashanah, meaning Tosefes is a Dindoraisa. So what's all these takanas and Bimavata takanas going on? So Amar Rabbi Yitzhak says, Kikin Miri Hilchasa, the Halakha Moshe Mishinai is one thing. And Takana was something else. The Hilchasa is Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That was only 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Halakha Midoraisa, the Din Doraisa, the Halakha Moshe Mishinai is your Tosefes, is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Va'atsu Hani came Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and made their Takanas. They said that by the wheat field it's Pesach, and by the orchard it's Netzeres. Va'atsu Bididhu, and they were the ones who said, Kol HaRotzeh Levatel Yavol Vivatel. They're the ones who came in and they said, you know what, we're making this, we're extending Tosefes a little further out. And if you want to, later on, you can be Mevatel. But up to 30 days, that no one can touch, because that's Halakha Moshe Mishinai, the 30 days. Now the Gemara's going to ask, we'll do it tomorrow. What do you mean, it's Halakha Moshe Mishinai? It's a fair spot. So we'll get to that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.
All right.